Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
97 won the ticket. Look at ESPN right now. They're showing like it wouldn't be a quad box. There's six of them of the coaches speaking today. They spelled Aaron Glenn's name wrong. They spelled it with, unless I'm wrong, Aaron Glenn is two N's, right? They only had one. And Pete Carroll is two L's, right? They only had one L for him either. So a little spell check going on for ESPN. All right, enough of that crap. Let's stick, though, with the National Football League because there's a draft coming up.
That's right. There is a draft coming up, and we are in mock draft season. This is Mel Kiper's draft. I believe this is 2.0.
Ooh.
So here we go. This is before the combine, so things will change next week. Number one, I really don't see this changing, though, next week. This is the Titans, and they take Abdul Carter.
Look, everybody says he is the best pass rusher in this draft. We know how important that is, especially if you don't have more than one. Yeah, I think he is going to be the consensus number one. Look, they could use a quarterback, too, because they have Will Levis. But, you know, maybe they sign somebody like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or something. I don't think they can pass Carter up.
Either that or they just wait and draft a quarterback later like a Jalen Milroe or somebody like that. And then kind of prepare for next year's quarterback draft because you're not going to be good, but at least you got a top defensive player.
Right.
So, yeah, unless they trade out of it, yeah, that's going to be their selection. I think Abdul Carter, especially looking at, to me, he's Micah Parsons minus the headache.
I agree with you. At number two, the Cleveland Browns in this mock draft select quarterback out of Miami, Cam Ward.
They need a quarterback, obviously, because of the Watson situation, but they have so many glaring weaknesses. Do you want to start with a quarterback? That are you sure that he's the guy that's going to be a franchise quarterback? Because to me, if you're not, you don't take him and you go free agent routes, or, you know, somehow get a bargain quarterback for a year and then do what you suggested, get a quarterback the following year when the class is probably better.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably take a quarterback only unless somebody moves up like the Raiders and takes a quarterback and then Carter is sitting there. Then I think that they would take him. But other than that, like, I know, because Stoney, I think it's easy when we kind of fall, and I say we collectively, we fall into the category of, well, this quarterback draft is weak. And then they get there and then we say how great they are. But next year's quarterback draft is going to be weak. And we always say that, well, next year's draft is going to be so much better. But not right now. We're in the tear them down stage. So all of these guys are going to be horrible. They're not going to be that good. I think if Cam Ward is there, if you're Cleveland, you take a flyer on him. You need a quarterback. You're paying him nothing, and maybe he could be the guy to lead the team. He's got a ton of talent. He's got a very high ceiling. Hopefully, you know, you already have a defense, so he doesn't have to come out there and win games for you. If you could just get, you know, 60-70% of what Jaden Daniels gave the Commanders, I think you'll be okay.
At number three, a quarterback is still on the board, and the New York Giants select wide receiver, defensive back, Travis Hunter out of Colorado.
Him in New York would be unbelievable. The only question I have, obviously, they need a quarterback too. Do they think Shedeur Sanders is that guy? If not, I don't know. Their offensive line has been so horrible. Would you rather take Will Campbell, who's solid and steady at LSU, or go with the flash? Granted, he's great in Travis Hunter because he's going to play. I think he's going to play wide receiver as his prominent position.
And you know what? I think in the NFL, it's I'm going to draft him and I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah,
he's that type of person. I'm not worried. Okay. The NFL at the combine, where you can only do, if I drafted him, son, let's see you play both sides of the ball, and maybe we play you on both sides. Maybe we don't, but I think you've hit upon it. I'm the Giants. Prepare for next year. Get a line so that quarterback comes in there. He's insulated.
Yeah. And then look, if he plays wide receiver a lot, you have him and Neighbors, but who's going to throw him the ball? That's where you trade for Stafford, right?
Or Sam Darnold. You can get Sam Darnold as a free agent.
I still, if I'm Minnesota, I do not let him leave.
Neither do I.
I got Minnesota radio, I would be unpopular, especially here, because you've been a Sparty hater.
No.
I'm going with the guy who won me 14 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if JJ can win you 15?
Don't let Darnold's last two games completely pollute you.
Right, but I'm gonna go with what I know instead of the box.
It's still a question mark.
Exactly. Kenny would say, you want to take the boat or you want to take the box? I'm gonna take the boat.
You're exactly right. So the first surprise to me here in the top 10 comes at number 6, which is the Las Vegas Raiders, and they select running back Ashton Jeanty.
Is that really a surprise?
Yes.
Really?
I know what you're saying because it's the Raiders. But it's a running back.
You know, it's the Raiders, David. And the Raiders have, for years, have just done things, I'm going to say unconventional.
Well, look, they've drafted, tight ends in the first round the last 2 years?
Rocker. Right? Bowers and then...
And the kid from Notre Dame, Meyer, right?
Yes. Yeah. They've taken a kicker in the first round.
Janikowski, that's right. Who's going to be their quarterback? They're going to bring back Aiden O'Donnell or Minshew or whoever? Or are they going to go
get Justin Fields? They can get Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Russell and Pete again.
Yeah. I remember they took a wide receiver, like this fast wide receiver from the combine. I forgot which one it was. Was it Haywood Bay?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. And we go to number 7.
Cowboys would be crying because they like to do dumb stuff, but go ahead.
Well, I'll show you what they do. The New York Jets at number 7 select quarterback Shedeur Sanders.
I think if you're New York, the Jets are celebrating if he is there.
Yeah.
You didn't have to make a trade. And I think they have enough pieces that you could put him behind that line. He's got enough weapons. It may be an upgrade. And I'll be the first to say, I think between him and Ward, I like Shedeur. It has nothing to do with his dad. I just like him because Stoney, he just made plays in college. And I'm a firm believer. I don't care what your combine is. I saw with my own eyes how you led your team down for drive after drive, game after game.
With no offensive line.
And won.
Yeah.
So imagine if you actually had an offensive line.
Who was Rodgers' backup? Was it Tyrod Taylor? So is that who they would go? Or would they start rookie coach and Aaron Glenn? You're going to start with a rookie quarterback too? Don't you want to have a veteran maybe for the first half of the season? No, okay.
I mean, because here's the thing. As a rookie coach, you're in your honeymoon now.
Yeah.
So you could get away with any. Next year, you can't get away with this. But right now, you can say, guys, we're going to grow together, and it's going to be Shedeur Sanders.
Let me ask you this. Knowing Aaron Glenn and his personality and the way he likes his football players, do you think maybe he goes for a different position than quarterback?
No, because I think Aaron Glenn saw here in Detroit, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win in this league. And look, you know, you're in the AFC, which is filled with tons of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You can only play so much defense. You're going to be going up against some big boys. You need somebody of your own.
So at number 11, just so you know, the San Francisco 49ers select Will Johnson. Not a lot there.
You like that? We got your team, Will Johnson, Detroiter.
No, I like
coming off that big injury that he had.
I like Will Johnson, but They need either offensive or defensive line. I mean, a corner is something that they can get later on in second, third round.
Will Simmons get selected before that? Will Campbell get selected before that? So there's still tackles on the board.
Right. Either I'm going with, one of the big tackles, the Ole Miss.
Yeah, Banks is still available on this.
Right, I'm going with Banks, the tackle from Texas, but I'm talking about defensive tackle, Nolan.
Nolan.
He had most people have him late in the first round.
Correct.
I don't care.
Because Mason Graham is taking, everybody has him going to Jacksonville.
Top five. Jacksonville.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's the next one. I would take him. I like Will Johnson, but they need offensive or defensive linemen.
Well, here is the next surprise. It's because I told you I would tell you what Dallas did. Because Jeanty, you said they would be upset if Jeanty was to go. Well, they select running back out of North Carolina, Omarion Hampton, in this mock draft.
Okay.
At 12.
Yes. Now, let's remember, this is Mel Kiper making the pick, not Jerry.
Yes.
That would be a ridiculous pick.
That would be something there. So let me give you what the Lions do here.
You know what they would do if I was Dallas? If you really liked this kid, I know, like at 12, actually, with the Lions did with Jameer Gibbs. We love the guy. We want to take him. If you're Dallas, if you think this guy is really that good, you know you're trading down, man. Right?
Yeah, you would think so. So the Lions at number 28 select, well, they list him at outside linebacker, but he is an edge rusher. Femi, I never pronounce his kid's name right. Aladejo?
From UCLA.
From UCLA. Yes. I never get his name right. Never have all season.
I mean, I get the mock. Oh, go ahead, Stone.
I've seen some videos of him. He's pretty damn good. But that's kind of surprising as of right now. We'll see what he does at the combine.
Yeah, but, I mean,
yes, obviously they could use somebody.
I would like to see who else. They do need some more athletes when it comes to the linebackers. I need to see who else was still on the board. But, yeah, when it comes to the Lions, I think that either that guy has to be there or you just try to trade back and gather more picks. If you have there's five guys that we want. So if we get one of these five, we're okay. But if that make or break guy is sitting right there, I think the Lions are more apt to trade back this year than to trade up to get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, when you look at this team, Stoney, this linebacker may be the only spot that somebody can come in and start from day one.
Right.
Okay, because your first round selection should start. So where are they going to play?
Well, the other question is, if Carlton Davis doesn't come back, do they dare go corner again?
You can't. You took two corners and one redshirted.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have two corners already.
Yeah.
You got two safeties. You got D linemen that are coming back from injury.
And the next one on the list, the next pick, comes from the University of Kentucky and the West Bloomfield High School Lakers, Maxwell Hairston.
Which means he won't be that great in the NFL.
Hey!
You're right.
Matthew Judon came out to turn out to be a pretty good player.
I'm messing around. I'm so sorry.
I know.
But that is...
David, take a deep breath and count to 97.
Yes.
That is your Mel Kiper mock draft.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797. By the way, Rico, we were discussing before the show, I don't know how the topic came up, but I was late to the party about your favorite Girl Scout cookie. And mine was Thin Mint, which I think that's probably the perennial favorite for most people. Where's yours?
Shortbread.
Shortbread? Because, like, Wojo hates Thin Mint. He, like, laughs and mocks me for how many Thin Mints, you know, I eat. But there's something else I just realized. Because we have a lot of candy back in our area here. And these Smarties are the most underrated candy around. That and Peppermint Patty. But then these Smarties are, like, crack for me right now. I just can't get enough. It's crazy.
Smarties.
Yeah, Smarties.
Are they working?
I'm not smart. No, so no. Basically, you know what should be my favorite food, candy? Dum-dum lollipops, right?
Nah, wow. Smarties. Okay. Did not know that.
Smarties.
All the chocolate back there, and you go for the Smarties.
I went with from chocolate, too.
Okay.
Yeah, candy's a really good thing. All right, 248-539-9797. A lot of coaches and general managers were speaking at the combine today. And Brad Holmes was one of them. And we'll hear from him. We'll hear from Brad right now. And the big question that was asked is the question that everybody in Detroit wants to know. Can we get Myles Garrett? Can we get another pass rusher? Now, I first want to say that Cleveland's general manager, Andrew Berry, said Myles Garrett is not on the table. We're not trading him. Now, he didn't say this, but we'll say for now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it boils down to.
Exactly. You know, somebody will call, maybe give him an offer he can't refuse, and who knows? We wish the Lions would be that team, but Brad Holmes was asked about the pass rushers. Okay, so first of all, it's amazing that they're already planning to extend Josh Pascal. Just kidding. But yes, with the cap going up, you can afford to have another pass rusher making maybe not quite as much as Aiden, but in the ballpark, right? Can't you?
You absolutely can, Sony. And it's what I was telling Doug and Gator in the crosstalk. You have to invest in your defensive line, and you get what you pay for. And if you nickel and dime – then you get nickel and dime type of players. You go out there and you get, and it, no move guarantees you a championship. Because I hate when people do it. Well, what about this? And this team went after people and they didn't get it. I applaud those who try. I applauded the Ravens for going out and getting a Derrick Henry because they said, we need somebody to balance Lamar. And it didn't work out. But, you know, if you're Detroit, you got Aiden Hutchinson. And the fact that they're already trying to re-sign him, that's a whole different topic because I would hold off and wait to see how he heals up and maybe just put a franchise tag on him. But with the tag, I mean, with the franchise.
Well, you don't have to tag him now. Because
No. I mean, right. But with the salary cap going up, you absolutely try to go out and you get creative and you figure out ways to make this team better. Why? Unless you have that quarterback, the Mahomes, the Brady, that you can just win regardless. You look at all the other quarterbacks in the league that are, you have. And the Eagles showed you, okay, you want to stop Mahomes? You got to bring the pressure. You got to come after him. You don't have that. You went out and got often injured defensive players and then some who just suffered injuries throughout the season. But go out and get that guy. Don't be afraid to be great. Go out and get that guy. But what he's saying, hey, Detroit, can't afford it. Not going for it. We're going to either draft somebody. And even in the draft, you don't really prioritize defensive line. And I've come to that realization, Stoney, that's not Brad Holmes' forte. Like, he's not about defensive line. He's about other positions. But when it comes to defensive line, that's low on the priority list.
Yeah, but to be fair, right, in the second round of his first two drafts, Uzurike and Pascal, or defensive line.
And I'm guys. Talking first round.
Okay, so you had Aiden.
When you're right.
You had Sewell. Aiden, who was after that? They could look. We all, the Jalen Carter thing was there.
Yeah. Then you have Jameson Williams,
right?
Then you have Gibbs. Then you have Jack Campbell,
right?
Nothing other.
I know.
In the trenches.
In the first round. Okay, then you have the argument. Now I agree. I want a Jalen Carter, and I still think I'd rather have Jalen Carter than Gibbs and Laporta. But there are a lot of people who feel the opposite.
Right, because everybody likes scoring. Everybody likes fun. Everybody likes that defense. A defensive tackle, that's a boring position. It's like Penei Sewell. It's a boring position unless he's running trick plays. But it becomes a cornerstone of your team. And when you're drafting that high, that's when you get those defensive players that can really help you out because they're not going to fall to you down at 28. They're not going to fall to you down in the second round.
You know, since they've taken over, they've talked about building in the trenches. And like we mentioned, so you had Sewell, Hutchinson, your first two picks, your first two number one draft choices were trench guys, right? And then in second rounds, you had Pascal, you had Ozurike, not the order is reversed.
Right, but
so they have gone that way. And the other thing, I'll play devil's advocate with you, when you talk about the Eagles and why they beat the Chiefs, it wasn't the pass rush from the outside. They didn't have, like, all-pro pass. Josh Sweat had a career year, basically, but it was the inside guys, really. It was Carter and Jordan Davis finally got his fat ass going.
But it all works together, though.
Oh, I understand. I understand
because,
that.
Because, Tony, if you have four people, now you can't double anybody. And if you double somebody, that means somebody else is going one-on-one, and you got to pick your poison.
I know. I have no problem.
And then, they got Aiden, and then instead of doubling down and saying, we're going to bring in somebody to help Aiden out, no. We're going to go out and get more toys. That's what I've never liked about this team and the way he does things. But that's how he does it. I've accepted it. I wouldn't do it that way.
Right.
But everybody likes the fun and the Ben Johnson and the scoring and the trick plays.
Well, I think the Jalen Carter thing was more. Now, I I'm with you. Jalen Carter would have been my pick. I wouldn't have even traded. They were at six, right? And they traded down, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So I would have taken Jalen Carter at six. That's what I said when it happened. And even Jansen, Mr. Culture. But I don't think. They didn't think he fit in the locker room, which, right or wrong, I think it's wrong. I think that was more the reason rather than they wanted toys.
So what's the fit in the locker room?
What?
What's the fit in the locker room?
Who knows? They there are guys that they've said that there are players out there, a lot of talented, that we're never going to draft. And I believe, or never going to acquire, I believe he was one of those guys.
You got one in your locker room now.
Which one?
A wide receiver. certain wide receiver.
Oh yeah, well, they're not going to extend him either.
See, but here's the problem that I have is that, you know, when he speaks today and he talks about the importance of the trenches, but then he's asked about adding another premier pass rusher, and then he's asked about the cost of it, and he says it's probably not going to happen. Yeah. That to me, come on, you cannot say that.
I've gotten, in my older age, I've gotten away from caring so much about what these guys say, and it's more important about what they do.
Which is, but he usually says what right he does.
Yeah. He's not coaching.
The last few years is what he, that's what he do. That's what he does.
Yeah, but you didn't, a lot of people never thought he was going to even get, now granted, he wasn't great, but he was the best available was Darius Smith. Most people didn't even think he was going to do that.
No, but he came out and said that I was going out and getting a defensive lineman. And guess what he went out and did? He got a defensive lineman.
And I'm sorry.
He got him on the cheap.
I think they will do too.
But that's just it. Like, quit trying to get the defensive lineman on the cheap and just pay the premium cost to get a premium player. That's all. Invest in the defensive line the way you invested in all your offensive toys. That's all I'm asking.
248-539-9797. Brad Holmes spoke. You heard him speak. And so the question is, are you one of those, I believe in Brad no matter what he does, or can you be critical of certain things? Because I don't think anybody's disputing the guy's done a great job here. But hasn't been without mistakes. 97 won the ticket. That is Brad Holmes talking at the Combine today about the possibility of getting another, quote, elite pass rusher. I know people are not that happy with what he had to say. I say let the actions speak more than the words, and then I'll criticize for that. Where would you be on, let's say they drafted a defensive, they're picking 28th, drafting a defensive lineman, or an offensive lineman for that matter, because they're going to need depth there. But let's say, argument's sake, a defensive lineman, Kuiper had him do the edge rusher from UCLA, but somebody with that ilk, and they sign Khalil Mack.
I mean, I guess Khalil Mack would be cheap enough for him. The way they're talking, I'm just not assuming that they're going to bring in anybody, any of the four people that you'd love to see here. So I do think that it would probably come through the draft.
Right.
And maybe you get some type of a cap casualty player who gets released from somebody like in the summertime, and you bring that person in here. You're making do. I don't think you're truly investing. Like, the first round selection would be an investment. Hopefully you can get somebody good. But through free agency, you're just kind of making do, hoping that you get lucky. And he brought in a lot of people last year hoping to get lucky, and he didn't. And I know the big thing is, well, if these people didn't get hurt and they would have won, and then, okay, guys, by the time the season ended, no one had all 53 players on their original roster healthy. Everybody has injuries. Did you have more than other teams? Yes, you did. But that's why you draft well. That's why you go get depth. That's why you do these types of things that I'm asking to do, so that in the case of emergency and you break glass, there's something behind the glass.
And if they would have drafted a better player at that position than Broderick Martin, then maybe that would have been better than, you know, when Ali McNeil got hurt.
Yeah. And I mean, and I'm just thinking, like you went out and got some depth players, and this is the whole Hendon Hooker thing. You're not playing him. You went and got a high school teacher, and you brought him back because you didn't believe in the guy that you drafted. You went out and drafted a Canadian offensive lineman who they're saying, we pretty much have to teach him the game of American football. We got to teach him this. Those are two players that could have been other players that you drafted that could have helped you defensively throughout all of this, the chaos that happened. Those are two players that you just kind of said, nah, we threw those away. That's a third and a fourth round selection that should have been playing.
And they gave up a third round to get Broderick Martin, too, if you remember when they drafted him. Look, the Hooker thing, when they drafted him, you hoped that they'd never have to use him anyway. So far that's panned out now.
Right,
but they didn't have to take him in the third round.
You don't even want to use him. You went out and got Teddy Bridgewater, and it's not like he's a rookie. He's been in your system. He should be ready to take snaps, and you got to the playoffs and were like, nope, Teddy. So you've been staying in shape. Come on back.
248-539-9797. Will in Detroit, you're a 97 on the ticket.
What's up, guys? What's up, Sonny? What's up, Rico?
Hey, Will.
So I was telling Kenny, when I heard those comments from Brad, I did not like what I was hearing because it sounded like a cop-out. I don't know if you guys are familiar with, tradesmen and tools and stuff, but it sounded like he's doing a Harbor Freight kind of thing instead of doing, a Home Depot kind of thing.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about, Will.
So they tell you in trade school to stay away from Harbor Freight because you're going to spend more money because your tools are going to break. Last year, all those tools that he got broke. So why not go to Lowe's? Why not go to Home Depot and grab that DeWalt or that Milwaukee tool and call it a day? That's all I wanted to say, guys.
Will, excellent, excellent analogy.
Now, the question is, though, Will, is if you go to Home Depot available? It's like, there we look. We all want Max Crosby, right? We all want Hendrickson. Are they there? And here, even with the Garrett thing, okay? And I want him as much as anybody. You know, they make an offer, okay? Two number ones, let's say, which people think is fair plus whatever. Their ones are not as good as everybody else's ones because of where you are.
No, they're not. I guess what I don't like is the fact that you're taking yourself out right now. You're not saying, let's see what the market holds. You're saying, we can't afford it. And you're walking away and saying, whoa, this is the NFL. You guys print money, okay? As I said before, no NFL team has gone out of business.
Well, it's not
you
as
find ways
it's,
to,
it's
you
not
find
affording,
ways,
it's the cap. It's, you find, it's the cap.
Stoney, you find ways
cap,
to get under
the cap. Is it real?
No, I understand that, but they're not being cheap. They spend money like everybody else. It's not a we're not spending money deal. It's how they allocate the
it's
money.
It's outside they need to spend right. the money on because they spend the money on their own players.
Right, no, I know, but it's allocation, but it's not being cheap. There's a difference.
No,
there's
it's not being cheap. You're right.
No, but
you're right.
To say, well, we can't afford it. Actually, you can. You choose not to.
Well, but that, yeah.
There's a big difference of not affording it and I choose not to pay for it.
Right. The affordability, though, is about the cap. It's not about cash flow.
Well, it's about the priority of what they decide to do. Because
right, yes.
A ticket texter is bringing up a good point. He went out and signed. He says they wouldn't be in such a tight situation if they hadn't overpaid Decker. On the downside of his career. Should have moved Sue the left tackle. Then you could have put anybody at right tackle. And guess what? There's the money.
Okay. That's a valid criticism. Okay. But the money is about what you're going to allocate for the players. It's not a...
And maybe we'll get into this.
Sell more shirts or anything to get more money into the team.
And maybe we get into this in the 5 o'clock hour. They're already, he said, they're getting money for Aiden for the
they're getting set. Yeah.
We're getting set. Hit the break. Hit the pause button on this one. Let's see what he does first. Let's make sure we all hope and pray he comes back 100%. This ain't a video game.
No, I know, but this injury, it's not like an Achilles or an ACL. It's a broken leg. Those injuries usually come back pretty damn good.
Pretty much a shattered leg, not just a broken leg.
I know, but over time, I don't...
His leg turned into a limp noodle.
Yeah, but God, that happens a lot. And guys are fine. It's not. It's a different type. I have no problem with them. And they're planning. So that's good.
Right, no, I get the planning. Yeah. I just don't want you to go ahead and say, hey, let's just wait and see. That's all I'm asking.
248-539-9797. Do we have any more
Yeah, we sure do. This? I'm done with Hutch. If Cleveland would do it, I would trade Hutch for Myles Garrett. Then I would offer the Raiders what we would have offered Cleveland for Max Crosby. That's a crazy text.
Why are you...
He's done with Hutch.
Is that because of the injury? Be a little more specific.
Yeah. You know what? Please do, Texter.
Yeah.
Because it could be the injury. It could be the fact that he's out in the news saying things. I don't know.
I mean, he's going to say things.
I just want
him to just come back and make sure. That's
he's
all.
He's healthy. I know.
That's just being responsible. Let's make sure he's okay. There's nothing lingering. That, as you said, Stoney, it's a clean break.
Mm-hmm.
And give him a little bit of rehab, and he's back, and he's tearing it up, and he's leading the league in sacks. Go for it.
Right.
Or unless Hutch is saying, hey, look, if you gamble on me, I'll gamble on you. Maybe I'll take a little bit less because you're gambling on me, and we work together. If you get that type of situation, fine. But just because coming a defensive end, that's a lot of money that you're about to go ahead and pay this man. Because he's going to be talking about I mean, basically, you're talking about Bosa money.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Cowboy, your guy.
Parsons.
Parsons is going to reset the market.
Yeah.
Now, granted,
and he's coming off in the obviously right, different injury. He got injured too during the season.
But he's going to reset the market, and Hutch is smiling because he knows whatever Micah Parsons and those guys are getting, I'm going to be in that category. Just make sure he's worth it. That's all I'm saying.
248-539-9797.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.